Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's sermon is the gospel lesson from John chapter 10, especially verse 12. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. Thus far, the text. There is a wolf coming to prowl on the sheep. Shouldn't you be stronger than the wolf? Many of you will soon be sent out as sheep among wolves. Others of you have been among wolves for a long time now. There is a wolf coming to scatter the sheep. Are you ready to meet this wolf head on? If you think you are ready of yourself, if you think you are strong enough by your own devices to beat this wolf, then the wolf has already beaten you. That wily wolf bests you every time you engage in the sin he finds so delightful. Every time you stray from the voice of the Good Shepherd and go frolicking in the wolf's territory, that enemy has you right where he wants you. And if you presume to stand against him by your own strength, he will devour you like the bleating sheep that you are. Most of you are, or soon will be, shepherds. Either shepherds of the flock of God, or master shepherds training those who would learn this vocation. And as a shepherd, you must defend the sheep against this craven wolf. And when that wolf stares you down with his bloodthirsty eyes, will you stand and fight, or will you play the hireling and run away? Before you answer too quickly, consider this. When the wolf tempts you with that secret sin, what do you do? When the wolf lures you with slick practices not befitting our doctrine, what do you do? When the wolf preys on you with compromise, with the popular, easy way, what do you do? Too often you will find yourself a fat and tender lamb waiting to be devoured. But then comes the Good Shepherd, who defends you, even you, from that ravenous wolf. And how does he do it? Not with a rod or rifle. Rather, he fills that wolf's gaping maw with his own flesh. The Good Shepherd becomes a fatted yearling lamb, and he stood in your place. Your shepherd laid down his own life for you. He took all of the ferocity of that wolf's attack upon himself. And while that wolf gnawed on his heel, your shepherd set you free from the power of the wolf. But more than that, what does a sheep with worthless, blemished wool who wanders time and time again deserve? Why, to be butchered and roasted. This also your shepherd has done for you. He wrapped himself in your worthless, blemished wool and was butchered and roasted in the fiery wrath of Almighty God for you. And you are allowed to walk away free, clothed in his scintillating, whiter than white wool. And now, behold, the fatted, roasted, yearling lamb that was slain stands among his sheep and shepherds you. He leads you beside the still waters of the fonts and feeds you with his own body. He prepares a table for you, even in the presence of wolves. The shepherd's voice rings out even now as he gathers his sheep into one fold, and he feeds his sheep with himself. He calls you by name because he knows you, and he christens your head with the oil of his Spirit. His cup runneth over, and his blood spills out upon you and into you. And though your sins be as scarlet and crimson, they will be washed as white as wool. There is a wolf coming to prowl on the sheep and scatter them. You do not stand against this wolf in your own strength. Rather, the good shepherd stands, even in your weakness, and defends his precious sheep. And he raises up his pierced foot, still bearing those fang marks in his heel, and brings it down squarely on the skull of the wolf. The wolf is coming. Praise be to God that the good shepherd is indeed stronger than the wolf. Amen.